Alex Pavlovich joins us, Bay Area Newspaper Group. Alex, how are you today?
Hey, Alex.
I'm good. How are you, Marty?
Well, we're doing well. Thanks for your patience today. We have a lot going on out here. Weather is good. Giants and Indians, they go for the sweep. Alex, they haven't swept anybody all year. How do you feel about today's game?
I think I told you on Friday that I thought they should sweep this series. So, you know, I think it's set up well for them, just the pitching they're facing. They don't have to face Justin Masterson, and obviously they came off a pretty good game at Coors Field. So I think they set up well, and they've done what they had to do.
Now, Vogelsong today, and we talked a lot about it last night, the 4-5 spots in the rotation, I think this is going to be something we're going to see all year long, having to go get through these two spots. Any chance, well, I think we talked about this as well, Vogelsong, how many more does he get before maybe you just put him in the pen and bring Petit in? Is this a big start for him today?
Yeah, I think this one and the next one. Brian Sabian said he likes to see six starts. So, you know, it's something where right now he's kind of struggling and hasn't put a lot of good ones together, but I think he has at least two or three more to kind of keep his spot here.
Second base, is Hicks a second baseman? We had him on yesterday. Woad has talked about him this morning. He works real hard. He may be in there every day now.
Yeah, I would for now at least. I think that's a guy who defensively is a little iffy at times, but with the bat, I think has the most upside of that group. And, you know, you want Arias to be able to play other positions and be able to move around. And I think Hicks is somebody who you can throw out there every day and see if he can catch lightning in a bottle. They've done that before with veterans like that. So it's a guy who might have that in him. I'm not sure if he does, but this is the time. I mean, April is the time to check and see.
He got a big walk yesterday that extended the inning. You know, I know they have so many home runs. We're going to do the home run TLC for Kids home run tonight. I think they're about 28 now. But so there was something about that inning yesterday that was exciting to see Hicks take pitches that I can't believe he took. They were so close, and Crawford got the big hit. And it's baseball is a game of inches, and I swear to you, every game you watch, you see it.
Yeah, I thought the best thing was seeing Gregor Blanco, somebody who really has struggled here. And when you struggle in the beginning of the year, you look up and you see 095 or 100 or something like that on the scoreboard. It's tough, and it makes guys press a little bit. But I think he had a good at bat and, you know, went up there aggressively and knew what he had to do. And also a big stolen base yesterday. So that's who he is. And he's going to be that guy off the bench. He's going to be probably the main guy most nights is the left-handed pinch hitter. So that was huge for him and huge for his confidence.
What do you see with Belt right now? He went for the trifecta on Friday night, a little more trouble yesterday. Made a great defensive play, but what are you seeing with Belt? You've seen all the games.
Yeah, you know, I think early on, people were trying to pitch him down and in, and he learned how to hit that pitch, and kind of because of the changes he made last year, he's able to take that pitch, and if you throw it kind of towards his feet, he's able to golf it out to right field, and now I think people have adjusted, and it seems to me teams are pitching him outside a lot more and throwing it hard, you know, out enough, and it's up to him to adjust back. I think he knew teams were going to do that. We talked about it a couple weeks ago, but, you know, it's just one of those things. It's a young player, and they're going to adjust to you when you start hitting pitches that you haven't hit before, so he kind of needs to go in there and do a little bit of work and adjust to what they're doing now.
You know, the home bullpen is the best in Major League Baseball. Is that a surprise to you? Not home, away, whatever it is, but the bullpen has come together so quickly?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't know most of these guys, or some of the new guys. We didn't really know much about them. And all spring, we were talking about Derek Law and Heath Embry and George Contos and guys that we
true.
Know. And one by one, they get sent out. And you're left there at the end with David Huff and Gutierrez and Machi, who was really didn't throw well all spring. And they come out, and the lights turned on, and all those guys kind of turned it on. And you know, it's kind of, we've talked about this a lot. They lost a lot of innings, a lot of games last year. In the fifth and sixth inning, you know, games like yesterday, that a lot of times last year that would have been a 7-0 game before you look up, and Tim Lincecum would have had a much rougher line, but Gutierrez was able to save it, and Machi's done that a few times, Huff has done that a few times, Petit has done it, so you keep those games close, you let the bats come in there and get a chance to get the other bullpen, you're going to be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, very good. Alex Pavlovich, always a pleasure to have him on. Alex, the National League West, it's Sunday. I always like to take a deep breath and look around baseball on Sunday. How do you see the West? Dodgers struggling a little bit. Brian Wilson, I watched it last night. He couldn't even reach the plate. They got him out of there after two walks, and he had a big lead. Padres running into a little trouble in Washington. Colorado looks better. Giants, Arizona, Dodgers. How do you see this thing?
I think it's deeper than people thought. I think it's going to be tougher to go out there. And if you're looking at the wild card, I think it's going to be tougher to go out there and beat up on the division and get to 90 wins or what have you. But I also think the Dodgers are not quite who we thought they were going to be. And a lot of that has to do with missing Kershaw, and a lot of that has to do with some of the better guys just not clicking yet. But, that's a team that last year they clicked for about 2 months and ran away with it. But the rest of the year they didn't really do too much against the division. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. I think they're capable of running away with it, but if they let the Giants hang around and let the Rockies hang around and even the Padres, those teams are going to get confidence. It's going to give Brian Sabian a chance to kind of fill the couple holes we see on this roster, and it'll make it a lot more interesting in September.
Yeah, I think we're seeing it. I think we're going to have one of those summers of plus or minus two games in just about everything, wild card and in the division. Alex, we look at Hanley Ramirez, by the way. He left last night, Pat, with a bruised thumb. The x-rays were negative, but he's out.
Wow.
So there's a lot. Boy, I tell you, look around baseball, the injuries are all
Bryce
over the
Harper,
place.
Yeah.
All over the place. Alex, one last thought for you, and we always appreciate your time. Just kidding around today and talking a lot about baseball memorabilia. Now, you're a younger man. You've been around the game. Have you come up with things that you really like, baseball memorabilia?
I've never been an autograph guy or anything like that, but when I was a kid, my parents used to take us to A's games for the bobbleheads on Sunday, and so I have a lot of really random Jason Kendall, Eric Chavez, Mark Kotze, things like that, and I still kind of get a kick out of it. They're all in the box in my parents' garage somewhere, but one day, I don't know, when I have kids, I'll pull out those bobbleheads and the Dwayne Kuiper and the Hunter Pence scooter bobblehead, and maybe they can have some fun with it, or maybe it'll be worth something.
Cute. Very good. Hey, I appreciate Pat. Go ahead.
You know. If you had a Frank Menachino bobblehead, I'd take that off you.
Frank Menachino.
That was one I didn't get.
I want to tell you something. He's the hitting coach for the Marlins.
You kidding me?
I know Frank Menachino very well.
Character, right?
Okay.
Really?
I can't believe it. Frank Menachino's the hitting coach for the Marlins. I want to have him. He will be on this show, probably by tape.
Okay.
We won't be able to get him out here live, but I will have him on the show when the Marlins come in.
Book it.
You can book it. Frank Menachino, sort of a character who's a part of the Giambi brothers and all that. Nice from Staten Island.
Right.
Hey, Marty. That was it. All right. Hey, Alex, thanks so much.
Yeah. We'll talk to you later, Marty.
All right. Take care. All right. Alex Powell.
Does a good job.
Doesn't he? Always does a good job. All right. We'll take a break.